and Sophie with your 10am Z lines. In local news, the Moreton Bay City Council has demonstrated the ABC leaked documents which showcase 281 unlawful dog declarations between 2016 and 2022. These letters and documents revealed that many cases declaring dangerous and menacing dogs may, without state government authorisation, raising concerns over unlawful destruction order leading to improper findings and unwarranted euthanasia. Out of 293 declarations, only 12 cases have been confirmed to have proper state authorisation. The ABC has turned down the demands to destroy these documents, but have agreed to erase their names and addresses included.
Organisers of Big Red Bash, a rock music festival annually hosted in Western Queensland, have announced that they will not be hosting their event in 2025. The event coordinators have shared their intentions to focus on the business side of the event, referencing the difficulty of hosting the event in its isolated desert location. Amidst many other cancelled music festivals being announced, the Big Red Bash organisers wanted to emphasise that they aren't going away indefinitely, promising a bigger and better show in 2026.
The next story contains mentions of violence. Listener discretion is advised. In national news, Brett Andrew Button, the driver of the Hunter Valley bus crash, has been sentenced to 32 years in jail with a non-parole period of 24 years. He was originally charged with 10 counts of manslaughter, but this was relegated to charges relating to dangerous driving, which caused severe bodily harm through a plea deal with the Department of Public Prosecutions. Leno Bowie, the sister of Nadine McBride and aunt of Kaya McBride, who died in the crash, says while the result of sentencing was tremendous, she does not believe closure ever happens.
Australia's peak body for the independent schooling has urged the Albanese government to provide financial aid to Indigenous boarding schools. The schools, which are instrumental in providing education to rural and regional Indigenous communities across the country, are at risk of closure after the 24-25 federal budget appeared to discontinue funding for Indigenous boarding schools. Independent Schools Australia CEO Graham Catt describes the government's silence as an injustice to Indigenous students after First Nations school closures caused by budget cuts. These schools need more certainty than a rescue package. A long-term solution must be put in place, he said.
In international news, six staffers from the United Nations Palestine Refugee Agency in Nizarat have been killed in an airstrike on Wednesday. Among those killed was the manager of the shelter, marking what is said to be the highest death toll in a single incident among staff members. At least 18 people in total were killed on the strike, with the shelter being home to roughly 12,000 displaced people in central Gaza. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemns the lack of accountability for killing of humanitarian aid and United Nations staff, stating that it is totally unacceptable. The Israeli military claims to be taking steps to reduce the harm to civilians, however accuses Hamas of using Palestinian civilians as human shields, which Hamas denies.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4zzz.